Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. It's pretty much small business heaven. If you're a small business owner or want to be, I think you'll find a lot of good things there that will help you with your business, to start your business, to run your business, and to grow your business. And so check that out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. Got a couple of ladies I want to introduce you to. As I mentioned earlier, Mary Hamill is here with us, and she is the president of Global 5 Incorporated, which is a PR firm, and I believe she's based here in Orlando. Mary, hi there.
Good morning.
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great that you're an advocate for small business, because you know it's needed, Jim.
Absolutely. Well, I've been doing this a long time, and I agree with you 100%. Somebody else who kind of likes small business, too, because that's kind of her job. She's small business. She's in charge of the small to medium business sector at HP at Hewlett Packard. And her name is Elizabeth Gillen, and I think you know her. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Say hello to Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Now, you guys know each other, don't you?
We actually
been in the same circles, that it's
nice to
be associating with folks that are so involved with small business.
Well, one of the things that I've been telling my audience about, and I have been now for some time, is this thing called business matchmaking that has been established on the watch of SBA Administrator Hector Barreto, and it's just such an exciting thing to see. I've been to two matchmaking events and have broadcast from two different events where I've observed what's happening, and it's just very exciting to see. Not only to see the excitement in the eyes of the participants, the small business participants, but also to hear the results. And Elizabeth, why don't you tell us what you know about the business matchmaking events?
Absolutely. Well, business matchmaking is a public-private partnership between the U.S. Small Business Administration and HP that was really created to give small businesses direct access to those government contracts as well as private corporation contracts, and really, as you mentioned, a means to get some real results. What matchmaking does is pair small businesses with face-to-face interviews for those federal, state, and government contracts. They're actually real contracts and real results. We actually launched business matchmaking last year, and since then, there have actually been over 14,500 face-to-face meetings, Jim, so really outstanding. And I think Mary's a perfect example of companies that are actually getting contracts and results from these events.
Mary, I don't know about your experience, but we're going to get you to tell us in a second. But what I know, Elizabeth, is that the people that I've talked to have said, because of business matchmaking, they actually got to sit down at a table for 15 minutes in front of an ultimate decision maker, a very important person in their life, in the life of their company in that industry, and they got to talk about the value that they could bring to a relationship with this company or this contractor or this government organization, and they got to do that in a venue that could not have, either could not have been replicated outside of the business matchmaking, or if it had happened, it would have been very difficult, and it would have taken a long time. Mary, what's your experience?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. When you have the opportunity to sit down with folks that are representing procurement agencies from all these different companies, it would take you a tremendous amount of time and effort to get these appointments. And, Jim, let me just read you the matches that I've made for the business matchmaking coming up here in Orlando. Southwest Airlines, Harcourt, DynCorp, U.S. Air Force, Flight Test Center, Forensic Technology, American Airlines, and another meeting with the state of Florida. Those are, you know, there's 7-8 meetings there that I would otherwise have to fly all over the country,
right.
Make those appointments myself. Now, the intermediaries that you meet with at these meetings take your information back. They tell you about opportunities that they know are coming up. But I will tell you there's a tremendous amount of follow-up expected on the part of the small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a wonderful introduction. It's a great way to get face-to-face with people who need what you do, but the work is certainly just beginning at that point.
Well, and I've observed some of these things, and folks, don't bring your contract with you. This is not a place where you're going to get a contract signed, but it is a place where you're going to be able to find out how. You know, one of the things, Mary, that I've seen, Elizabeth, is I've seen people. The first one I went to, I met somebody who said, "I'm here to practice for the next one." It was very interesting that they realized that, you know what, this is something I need to get good at, and they'd actually paid the money to go to. I mean, it wasn't that they were wasting any of the interviews they were going on that day, but their attitude was, you know what, this is not the be all end all. I'm going to learn something today, and I'm going to another one, and it's going to help me with that one.
Absolutely, well, Jim, and actually that points to one of the enhancements we've made to the program. We are now offering what we're calling the business procurement workshops, and those are actually half-day free interactive events that feature experts from the SBA, but as well as private sector professionals who really work with the small businesses to help them on their proposals and marketing and sales and how to identify those right opportunities to get them ready for business matchmaking. And the
Elizabeth,
other side
when, how are those presented and when are they presented?
Sure. We're putting our schedule together for the rest of the year. We have some upcoming in Philadelphia and in Los Angeles. And so
do these happen prior to the business matchmaking being there?
Absolutely. They do happen prior to the business matchmaking working actually coming on site. And the other enhancement we actually added is what we're calling the Small Business Networking Center, which is a web-based community. It's basically a website where after you attend the workshop, you actually get a password to this website, and it allows the firms then to still communicate with all of these procurement officials with telephone interviews. So you actually then don't need to travel on site. So it opens up a whole nother opportunity and increases the reach of the program.
Elizabeth and Mary, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back after these messages with Mary Hamill and Elizabeth Gillen. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. When we come back, we're going to get Mary to tell us about her experiences with the business matchmaking. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows here during Small Business Week in sunny Orlando, Florida, helping the SBA kick off their festivities. This is the culmination of their 50th anniversary, and I'm so proud of the SBA and Hector Barreto and Melanie Sablehouse, the administrator and the deputy administrator, and all the people here and out in the country. All of you who work for the SBA, you got a lot to be proud of. It's a great organization, and I'm proud to be able to support such a fine group of folks. We're visiting folks with Mary Hamill, who's the president of Global 5 Incorporated, which is a PR firm here in Orlando, Florida, as well as Elizabeth Gillen, who is with HP. She's communications director for their small medium business division. And Elizabeth, what do you know about Mary? You got any stories you want to tell us about Mary?
Well, I know that Mary runs a great PR firm down in Orlando and really was involved with business matchmaking from the start back in March of 2003. And I'll let her talk a little bit about the mentor-protege joint venture called Engineering Visions and all of some of the results that she has had with business matchmaking.
But you don't know anything good on her. I mean, you know, anything we could have some fun with, right?
Oh, no, actually, I can't give you any dirt on Mary.
Mary, you dodged a bullet.
Oh, thankfully, Jim.
Yeah. I was concerned
Mary,
about
us
that.
Give us your website and tell us a little bit about your company.
The website is www.global-5.com. And we are a public relations, marketing, and multimedia company, and we serve government agencies, we serve transportation clients, technology clients, and automotive clients. And certainly anybody else who needs great marketing, public relations, and multimedia production, we'd love to talk to them. But we have certain industries that, you know, we found our niche in, and we're real excited about that.
It's
last
important,
year,
it's important
when
to
business
know,
matchmaking.
It's important, Mary, to know customers. That's a very important point for small business owners to get, and that is that, you know, as much as you can, especially with your customers, know the industry of your customers. That's an important
That's
thing
right.
to remember, isn't it?
Well, now, it's made a huge difference for us.
You've had some success with business matchmaking. Tell us about that.
Well, last year it actually launched here in Orlando, and how lucky was I that, you know, it was right here in our backyard. So we signed up really not knowing how it would go and had excellent meetings, sat down face-to-face with a small and minority business coordinator for the Florida Department of Transportation, and he was gracious enough to tell us about an opportunity that was coming up in the next couple of months, which we pursued. We put together an excellent team, and we were able to win that contract. Also, the advantages of business matchmaking are that you're able to network with people from the Small Business Administration and from other companies that are looking to do business. And that networking led us to another contract with NAVAIR Orlando Training Systems Division. And that contract, that was another excellent opportunity for us. Once again, made possible because we are a woman-owned small business and certified by the SBA as an 8A and a woman-owned business. So the Navy knew that we had gone through the rigors of SBA certification.
You pre-qualified yourself to make sure
and they
that
felt
those requirements were taken care of.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Now, so if I understand this, you got some business directly from the matchmaking, and then you got some other business that you got because you showed up.
Well, the networking, as I'm talking about, was a direct result of that. And then the procurement officer that we sat down with who told us about an opportunity, and then, of course, that RFP came out. You know, it wasn't as if he pulled out a contract and said, sign here. It wasn't that at all. But he did tell us about something that was in the works that he was aware of. We followed it. We put together a really impressive team. And through that teamwork approach, we were able to win that contract.
And how long a period of time was it from beginning to end?
We met with him in March, and we won the contract in July.
All right. Well, folks, that lets you know that you know, this is a lot better than it used to be, but it still takes some shoe leather, some elbow grease, and some effort to you gotta have your cornflakes together. These people are not easily impressed. You gotta know what you're doing, Elizabeth. And by the way, Mary, congratulations. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, there's a business matchmaking website, isn't there? You want to give that to us?
Sure. It's www.businessmatchmaking.com, and it has our complete schedule as well as outline of events and description of the various workshops that I mentioned before that are free interactive events, half-day events, as well as the schedule for business matchmaking.
Check that out, folks. Businessmatchmaking.com, right? Right, Elizabeth?
That's right.
Mary, give us your website one more time.
It's www.global-5.com.
And that's the
number
five.
I really can't say enough, Jim, about HP's involvement. They've been incredible.
They've done a great job of sponsoring the business matchmaking, no question about it. Elizabeth, Mary, thank you for being here. Good job, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, ladies. See you next time. Quick
Bye-bye.
Break. I'll be right back with Fred Siegel. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.